I had become donkey of the day.
At the Breakfast Club, bitches.
You're a donkey.
Donkey of the Day for Thursday, September 17th, goes to the editor-at-large and co-anchor of Yahoo Finance's The First Trade Live Morning Show, Brian Sozzi. Brian, I will never call someone ignorant, okay, for what they don't know, but I will call you ignorant if you're not willing to learn. Now, I read a headline from you yesterday that I had to put on my Instagram page because it was so completely culturally clueless that it was disgusting. You can go look at it for yourself. My Instagram is C2God, C-T-H-A-G-O-D. It's the last post I put up. It's one of those moments where you realize why diversity matters so much, because when you have the large reach that a Yahoo Finance does and you put out this type of misinformation, it's just straight up erasure. Straight up not acknowledging what culturally someone has done. I would go so far as to say this is a colonizer's way of seeing the world, because when you are a white privileged male, you have cultural blind spots because you don't have to pay attention to everybody else. And everything you do see, that's a first for you, since you are an almighty, all-knowing white man, must be a first for everyone else, right? In this case, it's not about a first. It's about something that has been a staple in black hip-hop New York culture for years. Okay, what am I talking about, ladies and gentlemen? I'm talking about Timbaland's. No, not the legendary producer and one of the architects of the Versus battle. I'm talking about Tim's. Classic, wheat-colored, double soles only, 6-inch premium, waterproof hiking boots that most of us have never hiked in our lives. Have you ever hiked in a pair of boots, Envy? Pair of Timbaland's?
No.
Yeah, have you ever hiked in a pair of Timbaland's?
I've never hiked, period.
Okay. Now, I don't know if y'all saw yesterday, but Senator Kamala Harris, Senator and Vice Presidential nominee Kamala Harris, she visited firefighters and toured the scene of the California wildfires in Fresno yesterday. And when she stepped off the private jet, she made culturally clueless people of all races go nuts. Okay, let me read you some of these tweets about Kamala Harris and her Tims. And I put Tims in air quotes. BT. The network that told Envy that he wasn't black enough posted a video of Senator Harris getting off the private jet with the caption, "Stepping off the jet with the wheat Tims. Hurry up and register to vote. Hashtag Kamala Harris, hashtag vote." I'm disappointed in whoever wrote that tweet from BET, because y'all should know better, and I'll tell you why in a second. A young lady named at Lady Nina said, "How you roll up to save the country? Hashtag Kamala Harris, hashtag Tims." AJ Delgado tweeted out, "Is she wearing Tims on the campaign trail? And that swagger, the ultimate cool girl." Sarah Pearl on Twitter said, "She wears Tims too." And Karen Jean-Pierre from the Biden campaign posted the video of Kamala getting off the jet, and she simply put, "The Tims." Now, Brian Sozzi, I need you to be paying attention right now, because like I said, it's not what you don't know that makes you ignorant. It's what you are not willing to learn. See, after all that excitement people had over Senator Kamala Harris wearing Tims, and I still have Tims in air quotes, Brian wrote an article for Yahoo Finance. The headline of that article said, "Kamala Harris may have made Timberland boots cool again." I repeat, Brian Sozzi, editor-at-large for Yahoo Finance, wrote an article that said, "Senator Kamala Harris, who I love, by the way, may have made Timberlands cool again." Wow. I've been reading all these articles about New York being dead, but this headline is really taking the Big Apple disrespect to another level. Since when have Tims not been cool? Okay, Brian, I know you're the editor-at-large at Yahoo Finance, but it has to be at least one person of the culture who works at Yahoo Finance who is looking at this headline today in disgust and is complaining about the fact that y'all don't know what the hell y'all talking about in regards to culture up there at Yahoo Finance. Brian, we live in a world now where you can really treat our culture like a safari based on who you follow on social media. If you follow people from, you know, various, okay, cultures. If you follow people from various cultures, you will see how disgusted people who know culture were over Kamala Harris's Tims. Don't listen to the political liberal crowd, white or black, because they are culturally clueless too. That's why they don't know how to communicate their messaging to the American people. That is why there is a disconnect now, okay? And Senator Kamala Harris's Tims prove it, okay? Let's go look at the other side of Twitter, shall we? My man, Master Ace. Master Ace is from Brooklyn, right? Master Ace said, and I quote, "Those are not Tims. Even if Timberland made those shoes, I, as a native New Yorker, must repeat, those are not Tim's. No need for Master Ace to explain. If you know, you know. Randy C. Millard posted a meme of Dejus and Merrill saying, F out of here, with the caption, Kamala Harris had on the wrong Tim's. A brother named at NFL Malik on Twitter said, I'm really dying laughing still at them Kamala Harris Tim's. He too put Tim's in air quotes. And the fact that so many people from outside the culture are celebrating them joints as a relating point, not knowing all Tim's ain't good Tim's. That right there sums up today's donkey of the day in a tweet. Brian Sazi of Yahoo Finance wrote a whole article saying Kamala Harris may have made Tim's cool again, as if Tim's have ever been anything less than cool. Brian wrote in his article, what better validation of Timberland's ruggedness mixed with comfort than Senator Harris's entire day in them? Don't talk to me about comfort and ruggedness of Timberlands if you have not found a way to wear them year-round like my brother Wax or my man Is Biscuit. Until you've worn Tim's on the beach like Wax and Is Biscuit and Dezus from Dezus and Merrill, don't tell me about ruggedness mixed with comfort. Okay, Brian Sazo said, what better signal to shoppers that Tim's could be cool again? Maybe not early 90s cool, but cool now that Harris is wearing a sneaker-like version of the iconic footwear. That right there is the problem, Brian. Sneaker-like version of Tim's. We don't do that. Okay, no. Just go read under my comments on Instagram. All right, Sim, our Sim here at iHeart says, it looks like she has on the single sole Tim's, blasphemy. Rocky Thunder said, those the Burlington Coat Factory butters. Willie Word. D from the Ghetto Boys said in reference to you, Brian, his mama should be embarrassed and his daddy should have pulled out. No more talk. My man Eugene, who works at the NAACP, said, and I quote, if we weren't fighting 45, she would have lost my vote on the lace-up alone. Poor Senator Kamala Harris was cutting off all circulation to her ankles the way she had those boots tied, like she really had them tied, like she was going to work on somebody's construction site. The moral of the story is, Tim's have always been cool, Brian. In fact, Jimmy Choo released a collab with Tim's this week. Real Tim's, the 6-inch wheat premium joints, not whatever Senator Harris had on. And that's not her fault, but clearly she don't have anyone around her to tell her what Tim's to rock and how to rock them. If you're watching us on Revolt TV, please, please, Revolt, put up this picture of AOC, okay? Do you see that picture of AOC up on the screen? That's her with Dezus and Merrill. That's the kind of Tim's you rock, and that is how you rock them, okay? That was last year. I believe, right? I think that was last year. You know why she had those on last year, Brian? Because Tim's have always been cool. Please let Chelsea Handler give Brian Sazi of Yahoo Finance the biggest hee-haw.
Hee-haw, hee-haw. That is way too much Dan mayonnaise.
Jesus Christ.
And on another note, I don't know if y'all saw the Tim's that Megan Thee Stallion posted, the Jimmy Choo collaboration. Now, those are pretty nice.
And you just mentioned those, fresh. Yeah. Those are 1300. He just mentioned those. Yeah. Remy Martin posted them as well.
I saw Remy had them on too. Those are fresh.
We need to send Kamala Harris some.
Can we send Kamala Harris some of those? Yeah.
Yeah, we need to send her the right Tim's to wear, because what she was wearing, like she said, those are the Burlington Coat Factory special.
You know who else had some nice Tim's last year? I think it was Off-White. Was it Off-White that had the Tim's?
I don't know.
Yeah, Off-White
had Tim's. Off-White has
Don
Tim's.
Don C did some Tim's. Khaled did some Tim's.
So let's send Senator Harris the right pair of Tim's. And yes. Jimmy Choo, if y'all want to send us a pair for Senator Harris, hit us up, because I'll get Senator Kamala Harris's sizes, and we're going to get her the right pair of Tim's. Mina, we got to keep your aunt right. Maya, we got to keep your sister right. Okay?
Yeah.
These Off-White Tim's are kind of dope.
They was way off.
Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.